Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. A place like Toronto is known for its reputation. Migrants from farms and small towns, suburbs and faraway countries flock here to recreate themselves as someone richer, more attractive, more famous and talented. Their new images are reinforced using fancy condos, new cars, hairstyles, and fashions. It is plastered on TV and movies, online and in advertisements, but where does a facade end and reality begin? A new collection of films called Conundrum Clinique examines Toronto's invented images and facades as viewed in 1975 and today. It's a world of collapsing castles, flashing lights, and real estate ventures lighter than air. It features the films of Janice Colin Hollydale, Oliver Hussein, and Robin Collier, among many others. Conundrum Clinique is the work of award-winning Toronto curator John Davies and has its world premiere on Saturday as part of the Images Film Festival. And I'm very pleased to have John here with me in studio to tear off and examine Toronto's facades. Hi, John.
Hi, Daniel.
So, let's start with Honest Ed's. It's a Toronto icon at the corner of Bathurst and Bloor. It's known for selling large quantities of low-grade flashy goods dumped into huge wooden bins with hand-painted signs everywhere saying things like, don't just stand there, buy something. It's brash and it's trashy and it's very, very loud and full of people. But the film in this series gives a very different view of Honest Ed's. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So the video closed by Robin Collier was shot at Honest Ed's in the early morning hours while the staff were kind of preparing the store to open and before any of the public arrived. So it really captures the kind of secret life of the store before it's viewed by the public. And Robin is a very important Canadian conceptual artist working in photography as well as sculpture. And he was actually invited by the Koffler Gallery to do a project related to Honest Ed's a few years ago. And he shot this footage there. And he's been working on it for a number of years. And he was particularly drawn to the fact that it's composed of thousands of still images, so it has this kind of vibrating quality as it moves very quickly, like in stop motion style. And of course, we really are allowed to just reflect on these amazing displays, the kind of iconic Honest Ed's fonts and graphics, and just to see them, the play of light and the change of time in the images.
It's still images, but it's still images shot with a camera, with a moving camera, right? So sometimes you see like things swaying or moving, even though it's still.
Yeah, it's just it's like edited frame by frame. Yeah.
And I don't know, I found it sort of eerie, almost post-apocalyptic. I kept imagining zombies to pop out
right.
Suddenly.
Well, I think it's the timing of it is kind of amazing with Honest Ed's kind of the slow winding down that the store is going through right now. And it seemed like just a really beautiful and kind of haunted kind of elegy or memorial to such an iconic institution. I think something that's interesting about it in the context of the program too is that it's the newest work in the program, but because Honest Ed's has this kind of timeless quality, it looks like it kind of could have been shot at any point in the store's history and existence. So.
Although it's only going to be around for two more years and it turns into a condo.
Right.
So speaking of condos, another one of yours has dramatic scenes of glaciers and volcanoes and tidal waves that are juxtaposed against corporate promos. Can you talk about that one?
Yeah, that's Jennifer Chan's video, Equality. Jennifer Chan is a young Toronto-based artist. She was actually the focus of the Images Festival's Canadian Spotlight a few years ago. And her work really kind of mashes together found footage as well as computer-generated images. And it has this like very kind of hyperactive pace. And I think what I was most drawn to in that video specifically is that sequence where what she calls a group of model minorities kind of present themselves to the camera. So there's a kind of, I am this or I am that, this kind of statement of identity that seems very certain and very kind of polished and presented as if people are kind of presenting themselves as products. And I thought that tied in nicely to some of the themes that the other artists were exploring. And I should say with this program, I was really interested in including historical works. And I've done a lot of research on video artists such as Colin Campbell and Lisa Steele and Susan Britton. And in their work, you know, they're very interested in kind of power and desire and the way we kind of perform ourselves for the camera. And so that I feel like there's an interest in Toronto work in this kind of self-creation or performance for the camera.
In what way, especially films like Susan Britton, mm-hmm. how is that? I mean, in some way exemplifies the Toronto art scene then, but mm-hmm. in what way is it different from what you see now?
That's a good question. I think the kind of scene or the activity that's happening now is just incredibly diversified. I think there's also a real mix of how much awareness people have of what's happened historically in Toronto. I feel like there's specific artists who are really engaged in kind of the history of film and media art in Toronto. There's just as many others who are looking, you know, everywhere internationally, looking at what their peers are doing in other countries. I think maybe that's the role for curators is to kind of propose these kind of resonances or juxtapositions or connections between the historical work and the contemporary work, whether the artists are kind of consciously working in specific legacies or not.
It's interesting, 40 years ago, in 75, the cool woman is smoking a cigarette, mm-hmm. Very showing off her new clothes and things like that, and mm-hmm. talking very confidently and calmly. Go forward 40 years, and they're ones that show models in perfect physical shape, mm-hmm. dipping into hot tubs mm-hmm. and running around like this. So it's mm-hmm. interesting, what is the desirable or what is the cool mm-hmm. in Toronto and how it's changed?
Hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, when you see Susan Britton deliver those monologues that almost seem like advertisements for the future for some kind of unspecified product, I think you can see a really strong connection in an artist like Bridget Moser's work. And I think there's a strong kind of sense of irony and kind of critical awareness of performance. But in Bridget's work, where she's interacting with kind of household products and kind of kitsch objects that she's found on Amazon, kind of disposable household conveniences. She's, you know, very deadpan in a similar way to Susan Britton was. She's, you know, kind of lying on the floor, moving around these objects. Like there's a suggestion of kind of exhaustion or maybe all of those hopes that were promised in these commercials from 40 years ago haven't come true, and she's just left there with her products
foam.
That she ordered, her memory foam. Yeah.
The one film I wasn't able to see because it's only on film, it's not mm-hmm. on digital form, so I couldn't see the press screening of it, is the film by Janice Cole and Holly Dale. I've seen their movies like P4W, mm-hmm. Prison for Women, mm-hmm. and Hookers on Davy. Mm-hmm. So she deals with women, often sex workers and things like that. Could you describe this film?
Sure.
And what part it plays?
Yeah, so this is one of the student films that Janice Cole and Holly Dale made when they were at Sheridan College in Oakville. And so they're short, and they have this real kind of freewheeling energy to them. And they were very much made as these kind of very affectionate and empathetic snapshots of their communities, so their friends. And Minimum Charge, No Cover, I really love because it's focused specifically on the Yonge Street strip. And so at the time it was, you know, a lot of drag bars and kind of body rub parlors and this kind of hotbed of adult entertainment that really drew a very large kind of audience that wanted to participate in that, these activities, and kind of it became this kind of iconic place. But they really focus on their friends who work in these places and live around them. And they talk to them really frankly about things like sexual identity, gender identity. And it kind of captures this sense of freedom in terms of defining oneself kind of separate from established categories, whether it's binaries of male and female or gay and straight. It seems like it's kind of a portrait of a subculture where all of those things are up for question. And so we meet lots of really interesting people. I really love the student films because they have this real youthful energy. And the later documentaries are incredible as well. They're really two of my favorite filmmakers. And I was delighted to be able to include Minimum Charge, No Cover.
And finally, are you aware of the documentary by Tom Anderson, Los Angeles Plays Itself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is sort of struck me as Toronto Plays Itself. Hmm. How does Toronto play itself on film?
Well, that's interesting. I think when I was invited to put together a program focused on Toronto artists for the festival, I knew I wanted to look back and include historical works as well as new and recent works. And I think I have to say the program was really led by the artists and their work. I didn't want to impose kind of a set idea of what Toronto is into the work, but just, you know, it was an intuitive and kind of organic process of putting things together. But I think in the end, you know, I think we can agree that Toronto has this real love of kind of building things, building facades, building a kind of image of itself as a cosmopolitan city. And then I think artists are there to ask, you know, kind of what is real, what isn't, what's kind of a marketing ploy, or what actually expresses something real about the soul of this city.
It's a fascinating collection. Thanks so much for talking with me, John.
Thank you.
Conundrum Clinique, a series of short films, is curated by John Davies and is showing on Saturday at the Images Festival. Go to imagesfestival.com for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and culturalmining.com.